Blog Talk Radio.
How to reach the masses, men of every bird, form and answer. She gave the key.
Lift the Savior up. Welcome to WGUS. This is Dr. Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott. It's been a while. I'm delighted to tell you that after Benny Cummins, we will have the Move God is on the Way by Mr. Hutchins. And then you will hear the voice we love to hear, Pastor Patricia Benjamin. It's a beautiful day. Let's just take a moment, offer a prayer. Lord, please bless us. Please remove from us all of our iniquities. Please address any and all healing issues of those who are listening to this program, be they listening live, be they listening from the archive. We know, Lord, that you're filling us right now with blessings, joy, and happiness. We know the kingdom of heaven is here and now, and thank you for allowing all of us to be able to experience it. These blessings we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Look at somebody and say, I feel a breakthrough coming your way. Tell them it's a mighty move of God and it's going to change your day. Come on, clap your hands right there. Goes like this. I feel a breakthrough your way. It's a mighty move of God. It's gonna change your day. Signs and wonders, miracles to perform. God is gonna here, but just holding on.
I feel a breakthrough coming your way.
It's a mighty move of God.
It's a mighty move of God. Gonna make your day.
The signs and wonders.
The signs and wonders.
Miracles. God's gonna bless you.
God's gonna bless you.
Just holding on.
Just holding on.
Come on, baby.
Just hold on.
It's a mighty move of God.
Gonna
change your day. With signs and wonders.
Miracles.
God's gonna bless you. But just holding on.
Just holding on. Just hold on.
A change in your life, yeah. Looking for your midnight to turn to sunshine. Now it's gonna happen. You wait and see, yeah. All things are possible within that belief. Come on, you say.
Looking for your midnight.
Turn to sunshine. Now it's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
You wait.
You wait and see.
All things
are possible.
Oh, yeah.
Just that belief. Just hold on.
I can feel it in the air. I can feel it in the atmosphere. Someone may say, well, what kind of change is coming? Well, there are four seasons. There are winter, spring, summer, and fall. That's a change. The seasons change automatically if you look at the ground. And where I live, we have snow in the winter sometimes. Thank God it has been a very mild winter. We did have some snow. You saw it come down, hit the ground and less than 24 hours, it had disappeared. But the daffodils and the forsythia trees, no matter how cold it may be on the top, they spring forth. A move of God is on the way. Hold on, my brother. Hold on, my sister. A change is coming. I can feel it in the air, in the atmosphere. We thank God for the change that's coming. But like I said, there is winter, spring, summer, and fall. But that's one more season that I'd like to add to the song. Hold on, a change is coming, for a move of God is on the way. We are in our Lenten season where our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and thank you, Dr. Scott, for that wonderful prayer. It was very moving. I felt the presence of God in the words that you spoke earlier. But as I was saying, we are in our Lent season and we are preparing. Jesus was preparing to die so that you and I could have the right to the tree of life. He died on a tree. He hung on the cross, but that tree gave us the right to be able to look forward to a move of God is on the way. I'm sure that the angels looked at Jesus hanging there on the cross and said, it looks gloomy now, but a move of God is on the way. Jesus is making a difference in the earth. He's going to yield up the ghost. And when he does that, behold, all things will become new. Oh, my God in heaven today, I'm excited. Remember, we don't worship the cross, but we worship the Christ, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. But acknowledge that he died. Yes, yes, yes. Be mindful that he hung on the cross. A horrible death. I think the only next horrible death to me, that's to me now, that's your opinion if someone is shot to death. But I'm just looking at in my culture, being African American, and I visited some places where a black museum there in Baltimore, Maryland, where the slaves, ships, and what have you are on display there. And I looked at the ropes hung around some of my black folk neck, and innocent people just running to be free. And when I see it today, our Mexican family, our friends, our sisters, our brothers, we are all one. Yes, we speak different languages. Yes, our skin and, oh God, our hair is different. But God made us. Jesus didn't die for the black people only. He didn't die for the white folk only. He died for every nationality that there is in this universe. Did he die for the dogs that they love so much? No, because the dog doesn't have a soul. But God breathed into the nostrils of man, and man became a living soul. But sin separated us from God, and it still separates us from God. But his son, Jesus, repairs the breach. Whatever's broken, Jesus can fix it. Hold on! A change is coming. The move of God is on the way. But there is one more season that I did not mention yet. Remember, there's winter, spring, summer, and fall, but there is a season called due season. And in due season, you shall reap if you faint not. Hold on, my brother. Hold on, my sister. A change is coming. This is Lenten season where we acknowledge the death of Jesus Christ. But when you have communion, he said, as oft as you do this, you show forth the Lord's death until he comes. So let's not forget Jesus. I know it's the season coming. It's the spring season, and we're getting ready to celebrate Easter with the eggs and the bunny. But remember, Jesus is the reason for the season. Yes, put on your Easter bonnet with all the frills upon it, but remember that Jesus made it possible for you to have an Easter, because he is Easter. My Bible said he rose early. Early. Easter represents life. Though it was dead, it rose from the grave. Oh, I love the Lord, and I won't take it back, for the move of God is on the way. It's a lovely day here in New York as I sit and I look out the window. You know, when I brought my first sermon back in 2012, it was in October of 2012 when I brought my very first sermon, and God gave me a tree to look at. He said, stand here and look out of the window. And I stood in the kitchen in a small town called East Hampton, New York, and I looked out the kitchen window, and he said, focus on this tree. I'll take that fear from you, because I really had a fear. Dr. Scott almost had to hog tie me to get me to go on the air. I was really terrified of being on the air, but I tell you, the move of God is on the way. God makes a difference. It makes a difference when you walk daily with God. Now I have no fear. I can say, hey, let's go on the air, and we go on the air. I just thank God for Jesus, and I thank Jesus for his blood. I tell you, I feel good. You know what happens? I get excited, and I just let you hear it in my voice that I'm excited because I love the Lord. But greater than that, he loved me first, and he purchased my salvation way back on Calvary. Now, the Lord has put me in the book of Mark, and I was sharing with Dr. Scott earlier that I only read yesterday the first chapter from the book of Mark. But it's okay, because he didn't put me on a rat race. He didn't say, you got to read 20 chapters the first day. You got to read by the fifth day. You should have read 15 chapters or whatever. No, he didn't do that. He said, I need you to read the book of Mark. And he said, I need you to start reading on Wednesday. Yes, does God know what day it is? Yes. What happened on yesterday, I have no clue. But I was taught in my church that you be obedient to the voice of God. You don't know what reward it is. You don't know what he may have warded off. And I don't know what prayer he has answered for me by me being obedient to hear his voice and say, yes, Lord, I do. I feel his presence. Yes, Lord, I'll do what you want me to do. I'll read Mark's gospel just as you requested for me to do. He didn't tell me what joy it's going to bring me, but all I know is that I said, yes, Lord, I'll do what you asked of me to do. Just hold on. The change is coming. Yes. And I take that for my family members that's not listening today to this broadcast. I take it that the change is coming. I feel it. I feel it in the air. Hey, God, I feel you. Thank you, Lord. I feel it in the air. I feel it in my body. I feel the change is coming, for the move of God is on the way. And I thank the Lord. I love the Lord. He heard my cry. I said last week I shouldn't try to sing with this infection. And pitied every groan. Long as I live, while troubles rise, I'll hasten to hasten to his throne. Yes, I love the Lord. One of the Hawkins made that, I believe. It was Walter who sang that song, I love the Lord. He heard my cry. 30 years ago, my mother would sing that song and it wouldn't be a dry eye in the church. Her voice was so beautiful, soft as butter when it's left out. Just beautiful. The anointing of God was present on her tongue. And she would sing, I'll hasten to his throne. And my God, we would be weeping because you could just feel the presence of God. You know, you may not dance with your feet and you may not shout with your voice, but sometime when the Spirit of God is present and it's on you, you will weep and you will tell the Lord, thank you. My church growing up, they'd say if I couldn't say a word, I would wave my hand. Not everyone is going to go in a dance like I do. Sometimes I get my dance on, do you hear me? And I'll get my holler on, I'll get my praise on. But then there's some that's quiet and laid back. So they may just give you a wave offering, God. But God even honors the wave offering. I'll hasten to his throne. Oh, my God. It's a beautiful, beautiful day. Thank the Lord right now for life, health, and strength. I thank him because he's all the world to me. Amen. All right, let's go into Mark's gospel. And let's see what God is talking about. I have no clue what he wants me to read in Mark's gospel. It's not a very large book. It doesn't have a lot of chapters in the book of Mark. I see some stuff that I have written down. I've made some notes on the Bible in Mark. So I have read Mark before, but it's something that the Lord wants me to see again, and it's always something new that he shows you. You can read that same chapter over and over, and each time you read it, you get a different revelation. For me, that's the way he do me. It's only 16 little chapters in the book of Mark. I'm going to go to the second chapter of Mark, and that's going to be a part of my scripture reading for now, and I later on, before the day is closed out completely, I will return back and be obedient to the voice of God. Let's go to the second chapter, and I'm almost finished. Let's go to the second chapter of the book of St. Mark, or Mark, however way you want to say it. And again, he entered Capernaum after some days, and it was heard that he was in the house. If I was in church now, I would say to the audience, I'd say, please say, he's in the house, my God, today. Don't you love the Lord? I do. I'm excited. Immediately, many gathered together so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door. And he preached the word to them. My God, he's in the house. And you know, when you're excited about Jesus and you love Jesus, you love his word so much because that's who he is, his word. And don't you know that just to know that he's present is enough for you, as we say on the hill, to get the glad glads, be happy glad, be excited over the word to know that, oh, Jesus is in the house. Oh, I love it. He's in the house. A change is coming. A move of God is on the way. Why? Because Jesus is in the house. Things are about to change. Why? Because Jesus is in the house. Things that was happening that you couldn't do anything about is fixed fixing to change. And I would say, fend the change, because why? Jesus is in the house. He made a trip from Capernaum there and came. Look here, this is what it says. And again, he entered Capernaum after some days. And it was heard that he was in the house. Growing up, folk used to say, oh, my God, the pastor's here, the pastor's here, the pastor's here. Folk would run to the house of the Lord because they knew a change was going to take place. Why? Because the man of God or the woman of God was in the house. Just like Jesus, because they brought the word of Jesus. So therefore, you cannot bring Jesus' word and don't bring Jesus with the word, because he is the word, because John's gospel said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God in the beginning. Oh, I'm excited. Leave me be. My. Immediately. Many gathered. That was a lot of people, just to say many. They couldn't count. They didn't say, well, it was only, you know, about 30 people there. Many people. It was a large amount of folk. Many people gathered so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door. And he preached the word to them. Then they came to him bringing someone that was paralyzed. Yes, they were bringing someone that was a paralytic. They were paralyzed, who was carried by four men. They brought to Jesus someone that could not walk, couldn't even stand up, had to be carried. So it seemed like to me, I can see them carrying this man. How about you? I guess one got the left leg, the right leg, and one got the right arm and shoulder, and the left arm and shoulder, and they carried this man. I see them do that on Gunsmoke when they carrying the person that laying there dead, and they carry him like that, just like that. They don't pick him up and throw him over their shoulder and carry him. A group of men get together and they grab all four and they pick him up and carry him to the grave. But they brought this man to Jesus. My time is almost up. Thank you, sweet Jesus. They brought this man to Jesus. And when they could not come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof. Look here. Somebody say, made a song, said the roof. The roof is on fire. Well, you know what? That's a true saying. But let me take it and use it with Mark's gospel. The roof is on fire. Why? Because the Holy Ghost is on the roof. My God, today, the Holy Ghost is even on the roof. They said that. Now, you know, that is something. I can't get to the door. There are so many people present. There is such a crowd swarming around the place. It had to be a place because they had a door. Look, they couldn't get in with this man that was sick. They were determined. When you are determined to get to Jesus for whatever it is you need, if you have to go through the roof to get to him, and nowadays all we have to do is lift him up, like Benny said, lift him up for men to see. Lift the Savior up. And when you lift the Savior up, a change will come. We don't have to really climb on top of the roof, but we can go on top of the roof with prayer and fasting and supplication. We can get on top of the roof and bypass all of those that's in the way, trying to stop me from getting what I need from the Lord. If you really need what you need from the Lord, you will bypass everyone that's in your way, and you'll get to Jesus. Oh, Lord, I tell you, I feel his presence. So they uncovered the roof where he was. So when they had broken through, they let down the bed on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw that faith, see, this is what I'm talking about. You can't patty cake him. You can't say you trust him and then you don't. Because I'm dealing with some females that when God does something, oh, I know God was going to, I said, stop. Because just 2 weeks ago, you didn't know. I don't know what's going on. I don't know why this is like this. I don't know why she didn't get back to me. I filled out the application. I ain't heard nothing yet. They told me that they would get back with me and let me know. I haven't heard a thing. That was 2 weeks ago. You were murmuring and complaining. But when the call did come, I know God was going to do it. And I said, you need to stop that, because just 2 weeks ago, you didn't know whether God was going to do it or not. But now that it's done, I know, God, 2 weeks ago, you wasn't talking like that. 2 weeks ago, you should have been saying, I done heard from the people, but I know God got it. I done heard from them, but I know God has worked it out in my favor. I haven't heard from them as they have said, but I know that I'm going to hear from them. And when I hear from them, a change is coming. The move of God is on the way. When I hear from them, I know that everything is already all right. When I hear from them, why? Because my faith is in Jesus. My faith looks up to thee, thy Lamb of Calvary. Oh, Lamb of God, hear me while I pray. Take all of my sins away. My faith looks up to thee. Jesus was moved by their faith that they would go to the measure of dropping the man down from the roof. Now, I don't know how tall the building was. Come on, let's make sense here. I don't know how high it was. It could have been very small, but it was on top, so it was called a roof. And Jesus was moved that they said, look, you know what? These men were just like the woman who had the issue of blood. She said, look, the crowd is so great. There's so many folk that surrounding Jesus. If I could just but get down low enough to touch the hem. Now, some of us say that she was all the way on the ground and she touched the bottom of his robe, the hem. Now, according to some theologians, in that time that in Jerusalem, the robe that Jesus wore, the hem was at his arm cuff. So whether she was on the ground and touched the hem of his garment at the ankle, or whether she was low enough to touch his sleeve, however she got his attention. Whatever way you've got to get to Jesus, get there to get what you need. Is it healing that you need on today? Yes, I do. How about you? There are some things in my body that I would love for Jesus to just speak the word, and thy servant shall be made whole. That's what I'm asking him to do. Not just heal me, but make me whole. Restore everything that the canker worm and the palmer worm and the locust and all of them have taken from me. Take and restore me back whole. Someone said, you're going all the way back to 13. I said, no, I don't want to go that far back. Said, why not? I said, yes, I was very energetic. I was very strong. I could do anything. I could turn flips, cartwheels. I could climb trees. I could do all of that at 13. But there is something about a female called a period that happens every month that I don't want. So if I go back to 13, I have to have that thing. And I didn't like it because it was not nice to me. So I can go back there, but let me go back, but not with that. That was my request. Lord, if you want to take me back to 13, give me the energy, give me the strength, give me the good mind where I could read something and remember it and hold it in my head, where I could quote a thing because after I read it, I could tell the story about it without having to look back at it or write it down. I still can't write stuff down. God does keep it in my head, but just don't give me the female curse. That's a good word, the female curse. That's what he told Eve. Mm-hmm. That she would suffer these things. And Jesus, my time is, Lord, help me, Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the one that was paralyzed, son, your sins are forgiven you. Wow. Do you see that? All Jesus said to him was, son, your sins are He didn't say, tell us where you come from. Tell us what church you belong to. And is God doing anything for you? Has God blessed you lately? Do you have an offering? We need $5,000 from you today. Can you give an offering? The church have need of it so God can bless you, honey. You can get your boat and your house and the goat that you want to have because you got a goat. You got money because goat got milk, goat got cheese, goat got meat. So if you got a goat farm, you got money. So you can get your goat because you know what? I don't want a goat, but you know there is someone right now who wants to start a goat farm for the money. You want to go get you a sheep? You want to get some lamb? Okay, so you lamb chops. Many people eat those little lamb chops. You see them little lamb chops? They're about the size of a seed, look like with a stem on it. And that little joker is high. Oh, God, you want a farm? You want oxtail? You want an ox, a big ox? But the oxtail, I don't buy them. They're too expensive. Four little oxtails in a pack. $40 out there. But anyway, someone want that. So you mean I've got to give you $5,000 because my desire is to have a meat farm? If you give, God will bless you, yes. But if you release your faith, he'll bless you too. Because Jesus was moved by his faith, not by his money. Oh, I know the preachers are not going to like me now. But he was moved by the man's faith. And not his money. Yes, we need money. Jesus displayed that. He sent Peter to the river to get the money out of the fish mouth and went and paid his taxes and paid what Jesus owed. Yes, Jesus is not against us having money. He's not against the church having money. And neither is he against the church asking for money. But do what you say you're going to do with the money, so that there be meat in my house, and prove me herewith, saith the Lord of hosts. And I will I not open the windows of heaven and pour you out blessing that you will not have room enough to receive? Yes, Jesus is not against money. But we need to stop associating some blessings unless we give it, because I know there are some people that have not given the church a dime. In fact, they don't even go to church, and they have a bigger house than I have. They drive a better car than I drive. But Jesus was moved by his faith. Oh, my God, I love the Lord. I'm almost finished, Dr. Scott, but I'm excited I'm out here now. Jesus said, son, your sins are forgiving you. I want to hear him say the same thing. Patty, preacher, Patricia, pastor, whatever. He can just call me daughter like he called him son. You think Jesus didn't know his name? But he said, son, your sins are forgiven. Well, sickness comes from sin because the devil is the instigator and the institutor of illnesses, sickness. God never intended for us to be sick, but the devil is the one, is the reason why sin came, and sin had a price, which is sickness and death. We need to blame the devil and not God. Well, why God let me get cancer? Why God let me have a problem with my bowel? Why God let me have a problem with my lip? Why God let me have a problem with my vision? Why God is allowing this? The devil is the reason why these diseases are here. Notice my son passed away, and he had a congestion heart failure, and he died when the fluid and the whatever hit his lungs, and he could, the blood clot, I believe they said, hit his lungs 4 years ago almost, and he was on dialysis, and he was very little sick little fellow. He was sick. He died at 45 years old, but God didn't do it. The devil did, because sickness comes from the devil. But I guarantee you, when Jimmy took his last breath, cancer stayed here, congestion heart failure stayed here, lung problems stayed here, dialysis is still here, his kidneys were not a problem in heaven. There's no dialysis set up in heaven. There's no eye doctors in heaven. There's no colorectal doctors in heaven. Ain't none of that mess. going to enter heaven. There's no night there. There's no sickness, no pain, no sorrow, no suffering. I'm talking about the move of God. It's on the way. Let me, because I'm excited about what Jesus will do. He forgave the man's sin. That was a healer, because sin had him paralyzed because of sin being on this earth. That's where the paralysis came from, sin. You don't have to do anything. Some people are born with muscular dystrophy. They had never been on this earth before a day in their life. They come out messed up. Sin has a resume of all of nice things. I know Dr. Scott would correct me on that, but you didn't have to say unnice. You should have said sin is not part of these nice things or whatever. Anyhow, I'm excited, so I might say it the wrong, but forgive me. You know what I'm trying to say, Radio Land. Okay. Sin is the sponsor of all the negative things that go on with our bodies, sickness. Sin is the sponsor of that, and the devil, not God. But it's because I have an eye condition, because I have a heart condition, because I have a foot problem. And you say, well, why God allow my feet to hurt? Look, if God wasn't involved, you wouldn't be able to walk at all, because the devil intended to cripple you with your feet. So whatever the enemy is trying to do or is doing to you, you better know that God is just as involved for you as the enemy is against you, to take you out, to add all of these sufferings and things. Now, there is a time that God will cause us to suffer, but that's when we're totally disobedient to his word. Now, I could not read Mark like he told me to. I'm in total disobedience to God's word. So anything could befall me, but let me tell you something. I'd rather for the devil to attack me than God. Because, you see, if the devil attacked me, God can fix it. But if God come after me, who's going up against God? Because Jesus can't do that either, because Jesus tried to get me to do what was right, but I wouldn't listen to Jesus. So he'll turn you over to a reprobate mind. Well, when that happens, God is totally in charge. Jesus has to step back, because he said, Father, I could not do. So I give them to you, and you have your way with them. They wouldn't listen. They wouldn't hear me. I tried to get her to hear me, but she ignored me. So now have your way. I know someone won't like this, but the move of God is on the way. Let me continue to read. I'm not going to tell you again. My time is up. You know how we preachers is up there preaching and say, I close. And we'll preach another 20 minutes. But I am closing. Why does this man blasphemous like this? Who can forgive sins but God alone? That's your church folks. They didn't have the faith that the paralyzed man had, and the men that was carrying the paralyzed man, they had the belief and the faith that if we can just get him to Jesus, he'll walk like us. I would love for those men to be around to help me. So if we can just get her to Jesus, her sight will be made whole. If we can just get her to Jesus, she won't have to suffer with the shooting insulin anymore. If we can just get her to Jesus, she won't have to take blood pressure medicine. If we could just get to Jesus the way we should, these sicknesses could not stay in our bodies. Somehow or another, we don't want to get on the roof where the Holy Ghost is. The roof is on fire. You can't get in the door, so you got to bypass the door and get your blessing. Let's continue, and I'm going to close now. But immediately, when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reasoned thus within themselves, he said to them, why do you reason about these things in your heart? Jesus knows what's in your heart. Which is easier to say to the paralyzed man, your sins are forgiven you, or to say, arise, take up your bed and walk. Jesus started asking them questions. Let's see what their answer was. But that you may know that the Son of Man has power, not energy. The word is power. That the Son of Man has power. Woo! Power. Wonders working. Power. Woo-hoo! Power in the blood of the Lamb. There's power in Jesus. Woo! Jesus wanted to let them know that he has the power to speak. And it happens. Things change. Hold on. A change is coming. You all see I got excited again. That he has power on earth to forgive sins. He said to the paralyzed man, I say to you, arise, take up your bed and go to your house. Immediately he arose, took up the bed and went out in the presence of them all, so that all were amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw anything like this. In the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and the people of God say amen. But let me just say this. The move of God is on the way, and the people are going to be amazed at the miracles that God is about to do for us. It seems like a dark hour now because the White House seemed to be tainted. But don't lose your faith in God. I don't care who's in the White House. They are only human, whoever it is. But my faith is in Jesus. My faith looks up to the Lord. Because I know no matter how bad it gets, that Jesus is the one that can make the crooked places straight. And he will give us life and have it more abundantly. I thank you today for being aboard with us again at Glory United Ministries with Pastor Patricia Benjamin and Bishop Dr. Gregory M. Scott. It is a pleasure to speak to you all in the universe. No, do I see your face? No, I don't. I see you in the spirit. And maybe one day I will be able to shake some of your hands that listen to the broadcast. You may see me somewhere or make your way to where I am and say, I listened to that sermon that you preached about the man on the roof. I may not even remember it, but as long as you remember it, one thing I know for sure, when you remember the sermon, it helped you. It got your attention. If you can't remember the sermon, it did nothing for you. But you can't say it didn't do something for the person sitting next to you. That's just how God is. I love the Lord, and I won't take it back because he is my all in all. God is my all in all. God is the joy and the strength of my life, and he will remove all pain, misery, and strife. I want to go with him when he comes back. I'll never, never turn back. God is my all in all. So don't give up on God, because God will not give up on you. Reach out and touch him. God is in control. Know that the earth is the Lord. I don't care who's in the White House or who's in the Yellow House or who's in the house of the house. The earth is the Lord's. And you can reach the roof with your prayers, because change is coming when you reach the roof. The man couldn't get in the door, so he came by the roof. And many of our prayers may not reach the door, but go to the roof And you will find that Jesus will be moved by your faith that you fasted against the odds when the enemy was trying to make you eat. That you went to the house of the Lord when the devil was telling you, sit in your chair and sleep. But you made your way out and God said, you hit the roof. I'm going to bless you because your faith. Oh, my knee was hurting me so bad, I just wanted to sit there. But God, if I have to hobble to get to you, I'm going there. Yes, he's in my house. Yes, he is. He's here with me now. But he did tell us, forsake not the assemblings of yourselves together. So that's why we do go to the house of the good Lord, that we all be with one accord, lifting up holy hands in the sanctuary. Oh, my God, I'm not preaching all over again. I've already closed out. But Dr. Scott, take it away. I love you for being there for me to bring this word of God to the nation. Because everywhere Block Talk is, no, am I on television? No, I'm not. But this is how God wanted me to go, the Block Talk Radio. And when he's ready to move me to another level, I'll be ready to go with him. But I have to obey his voice and do what he say and get what he got. I love you all in Radio Land. Give us a call. Send Dr. Scott an email. Send Grow United Ministry a love offering of any size. If you have a dollar, that dollar, as long as you're sending it with your heart, God will bless you. Amen. Dr. Scott, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Dr. Scott, are you there? Well, he must be experiencing technical difficulties. Sometimes his computer screen freezes. Sometimes it locks up. Sometimes it disappears. And he used to say, oh, I just lost the screen. And I'm saying, how did he do that? And then one day I was on, and I lost the screen, and then I understood what he was saying. But I don't know what's going on that end. I just hope that this word is being recorded and that it is getting out. And I thank the Lord for his blessings upon your life. And for the word of the Lord. Amen. Have a blessed day. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things he has done. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Amen.